look like me and come from families like mine shouldn't have to beat the odds to get education, pursue their passions, or build a family. Black and brown kids, low-income kids, every kid in this city should grow up knowing they can pursue anything. They can love anyone. That's my Chicago dream.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
9:12 now. Mayor Lightfoot in office, first full day today. Amara Enya is one of the up-and-coming names in Chicago politics. She is, amongst other things, a strategist, a policy wonk, a nerd. This, you called yourself a nerd, by the way. I'm not calling you names. Right, Amara?
I accepted it a long time ago.
Yeah. Problem solver, globetrotter, athlete, risk taker. I would also say a fashion trendsetter.
Really?
Yeah. You have a very nice sense of fashion. And trust me, that's not a great compliment
coming from you.
But you look great.
I'll take it.
Organizer, writer, dreamer, doer. All right, so listen. All those things are great, but I consider you to be one of the great voices of young Chicago. So how do you feel about Mayor Lightfoot, from the inauguration to the future?
I think this is it's a pivotal moment for the city. I've said I'm just looking forward to the promise of new beginnings in Chicago. And I think the inauguration yesterday, the new administration, the new city council, there's so much promise with this new beginning. So we can essentially write what that future looks like. And it's very exciting.
Do you have, I know I saw you tweeted out that you were excited to work with all the new people coming in. Is there anything that's first on your list that you want to get done?
Well, I think that, so there are a lot of city council members, many of whom are friends of mine that are new to the council. So Maria Haddon in 49, Byron Cito Lopez in 25, Matt Martin. And so I'm just excited about the strength that they are coming in to their terms with. These are individuals who have extensive track records of actually doing things prior to running for office. And so you're going to see that fervor continue and their willingness to be independent and to speak up and to push the issues that we care about. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've talked a lot about how to make sure that city council members have the support that they need, the orientation that they need, the resources that they need, both from a policy standpoint and just an information standpoint, so that they can be the most effective in what they do. So I'm looking forward to working with them in that regard. I'm also really excited about Candace Moore, who's a good friend of mine, and she also is named the first chief equity officer for the city of Chicago. That was something that I talked a lot about when I campaigned, although I said that it should be an entire department. But having her in the position, she's an attorney. I've worked alongside her in many different actions. She was responsible. She worked as part of a group with National Teachers Academy fighting to keep that school open. So it was really exciting to see her being named as the first chief equity officer for Chicago, which I think is a huge step in the right direction. So I'm looking forward to working with her as well.
Well, it's a great list. You mentioned city council. The need for city council to appropriately represent as opposed to represent for the benefit of whatever agenda that particular alderman or alderwoman might have is the key. What did you think of the challenge that the mayor threw out yesterday?
Well, she made it very clear that business as usual is not going to be the case. Now, of course, everything is rhetoric until it happens, but I think she's sending a very strong signal to the council. But I also think, there was some pushback. Alderman Beal, who was actually a supporter of hers, was very strong, had some very strong feelings about her comments and the gauntlet being thrown down essentially for city council members. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how the council responds to this new day and age. I think the newer members coming in, they're coming in already with the sense that the way things were is not sustainable and needs to change. But it'll be interesting to see how some of the incumbents, some of the older council members, more experienced council members react moving forward.
Yeah, I like Alderman Beal, and I've had him on many times, and I think he does very hard work. And I understand why it may be frustrating for the majority, I hope it's the majority, the aldermen who aren't playing the system to be thrown into a bucket of that. But you know what? If you're in Congress, you're in the same bucket. If you're in the state government, you're in the same bucket. And until you prove differently, the city council has not been trusted by the public because there's been too many bad apples.
Exactly. I mean, we're seeing that this, just the latest with the number of aldermen that have been involved in one scandal or the other. Some of them didn't make it across the finish line. So Joe Moreno, who's no longer the first ward alderman, but those sorts of things have done a lot to erode trust and the sense of good faith in our aldermen as a whole. And so the only way that you can move forward and rebuild some sense that this is a legitimate institution is by doing things differently. And I think Mayor Lightfoot knows that. And I think that's why she used her inauguration speech to send a very clear message to the aldermen that the way things happened before, business as usual, is not going to continue. So it's going to be interesting to see how tangible change, what those tangible changes look like and what she's able to get done.
Or how long it'll take, you know, because sometimes like 4 years is a short time, not that she's only going
to
do 4 years.
Very
short.
It's short. To change the culture, especially.
Exactly.
Yeah, we live in a time where everybody wants an instant answer to something.
Right.
Life is an Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
It takes a while. Put that on a t-shirt tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Life is an Instagram.
I'll add it to the collection.
Before we let you go, one of the major things we need from the energy of the youth in this city is to take it beyond social media and to actually vote, to vote in primaries and to vote in the general election. How do we bridge that understanding so people under the age of 30 don't say, well, I don't matter, or they just skip it entirely?
Yeah. One of the things that's going to be crucial moving forward is integrating the voices of young people in tangible ways, meaning all of these commissions, all of these boards, all of these departments, you actually have to integrate their voices in a very specific way. It can't be the sort of thing where after the fact you sort of run to put together a youth council after decisions are already being made, say, hey, we already talked to them. They've got to be integrated into the process. Most of the actions on all of the issues that we really care about, education, the economy, affordable housing, it's been young people that have led those fights. No one can deny that the energy and the activism has been driven by young people, and that's even if the voting numbers haven't been what we would want them to be, at least what I would want them to be. They still have been out there pushing the issue on the things that, quite honestly, forced the entire field of candidates that were running for mayor to engage in a very different way than we would have seen if we hadn't had that energy from young people organizing for 8 years
right.
under former Mayor Emanuel. So they've already shown that they're committed to doing the work and lifting up the issues. What the responsibility of leadership is to integrate them into where the decisions are being made at the front end of these issues as opposed to at the back end, and not sort of be dismissive of them and, oh, well, they don't vote, so they don't have a voice. No, because they've actually put skin in the game in many different ways, even if we didn't see in the last election that their vote totals were what we want. They've put skin in the game. And so there's some key things that I think we're going to need to do in leadership, especially with this new administration. So you're not just paying lip service to young people. You're actually listening to what they're saying. And the policies that are being put forth should reflect a lot of the organizing and activism that they've been doing for the last several years.
That's why we like having you on.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have you back. Chris, in the meantime, to follow you on social media, where do we do that?
Sure. On every platform, it's Amara Enya. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course. Amara Enya.
I saw some people on Twitter. They're trying to get Amara, the deputy mayor, buzz going.
Yeah, I like it. Works for Michael J. Fox on Spin City. Amara Enya, E-N-Y-A.
We'll see.
All right, Amara, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Always a pleasure.